This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Several gunmen have burst into a big concert hall in Moscow and fired automatic weapons at the crowd, injuring an unspecified number of people and setting a massive blaze. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
What is being called an apparent terror attack came days after President Vladimir Putin cemented his grip on the country in a highly orchestrated electoral landslide. Russian news reports said the assailants on Friday threw explosives, triggering a massive blaze at the Crocus City Hall on the western edge of Moscow. Video posted on social media showed huge plumes of black smoke rising over the building, which can hold about 6,000 people. Russian news reports said that visitors are being evacuated, but some people could have been trapped by the blaze. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN seeks $4 billion for aid in Syria as civilians face a growing humanitarian crisis. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Briefing the Security Council, the UN's special envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, says after 13 years of conflict, developments in the country have stalled.
After 13 years of conflict in Syria, and despite a year of new diplomatic avenues, the tragic reality is that developments are all going in the wrong direction, including in the security, humanitarian, human rights, economic and political spheres.
Pedersen adds he's alarmed at the trajectory of events and the lack of progress in reversing them. Meanwhile, UN humanitarian official Adam Abdelmoula is appealing for more than $4 billion in life-saving aid for more than 10 million Syrians. I'm Charles de la Desma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Chaos in the streets of New Delhi on Friday as supporters of an anti-corruption crusader and one of India's most consequential politicians of the past decade protested against his arrest. VOA's Deep Karish reports.
Arvind Kejriwal, who is New Delhi's top elected official, was arrested Thursday night by the Federal Enforcement Directorate, which is controlled by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government. The agency accused Kejriwal's party and ministers of accepting 1 billion rupees in bribes from liquor contractors. In the lead-up to the general election, which starts April 19th, India's opposition parties accused the government of misusing its power to harass and weaken its political opponents.
This arrest is a political vendetta. Modi can't defeat Arvind Kejriwal. That's why he was arrested.
Modi's party denies using law enforcement agencies to target the opposition and says the agencies act independently. Steve Karish, VOA News.
The White House says President Joe Biden plans to host Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani next month. The visit comes as the countries hold formal talks about winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The meeting is scheduled for April 15th. The two nations have a delicate relationship due in part to Iran's considerable sway in Iraq, where a coalition of Iran-backed groups brought al-Sudani to power in October 2022. The meeting also comes a year after the kidnapping in Baghdad of Elizabeth Surkov, a Russian-American academic at Princeton University who was believed to be held by an Iran-backed militia, Kataib Hezbollah. Trump's social media company approved to go public, potentially netting the former president billions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The parent company of Donald Trump's Truth Social is being merged with Digital World Acquisition Company, a publicly traded shell company. The former president's stake in the deal could be about $3 billion. He owns 79 million shares that currently trade around $42 each. Trump is currently facing a large court judgment in his civil fraud trial, nearly $500 million. Digital World Acquisition notes that Trump would be entitled to vote in his own interest, and that may not always be in the interest of all shareholders. And there's an expectation the social media platform will continue to operate at a loss. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The video announcement Friday came after weeks of speculation spread on social media about her whereabouts and health since she was hospitalized in January for unspecified abdominal surgery. Kensington Palace had given little detail about Kate's condition beyond saying it wasn't cancer-related. The surgery was successful and recuperation would keep the princess away from public duties until April. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.